Welcome to the Finish Line, powered by Home Rate Mortgage on 101.3 The Buzz. Jamie Kyle, Scott Webb. Listen, we got it today. The other two decided, I mean, one goes out and has a heart attack.
Yeah,
the other one,
that's excuse.
Doctor's appointments. Excuses. I mean, he goes to those things. I mean,
excuses.
That's all I'm saying. It's football season. It's Bristol time. It's a great time in the sports world with the Olympics going on. Which, by the way, what did you think about the dive? Did you see the dive, Scott?
I did not see the dive.
Yeah, the lady from, I want to say Jamaica, maybe. She was...
Oh, you're talking about in the sprinting race where she dove across the line?
Yeah, she was getting caught by behind, and she decided she wanted to dive. So.
It's almost like bump drafting.
That's what I was thinking, but, you know, a lot of people, if it was the American who would have done it.
Oh, yeah, they'd have been like, what effort?
Yeah, that was great, but somebody else beats the American, we got issues. So,
oh, yeah.
Craziness there. That's your Olympic talk for the day, brought to you by, well, nobody. So, all right, we've got Bristol coming up this week, and in about 5 to 7 minutes, we have the general manager of Bristol Motor Speedway calling in, Mr. Jerry Caldwell. Always good to talk to Jerry Caldwell. A lot of information. And, Scott, this guy's got to be big-time busy or has been big-time busy over the past 3 months.
Yeah, I don't know how you wheeled and dealed this one because, I mean, the guy's got a truck race coming up here in just a little bit later tonight. So he's a busy guy, but super pumped to have him on today.
It will be great, and we will be asking him about that. Plus, you know, it's not a Bristol weekend unless we give away Bristol tickets. So we have
absolutely
some tickets that we're going to give away to Bristol, and you're going to have to call in to get those tickets. We'll let you know how to do that after our second break, so you can call in and get those. You get two. You get two for Friday night and two for Saturday night. And the one good thing about getting these tickets from the Finish Line, Scott, is you get the set by me both days.
Yeah, that in and of itself, that's a prize package in and of itself.
Almost would have an autograph session if I felt it, you know, deemed it necessary or whatever while we were sitting in the bleachers.
Oh,
but
you're not going to have one?
No, I don't think I'm going to do that this year. I noticed that they were going pretty high on eBay, and so I don't want to, you know, I want to make it where it's worth something. You know, you can't. It's kind of like if the
just
market
come, hey, come
flooded.
Spend. What's the? We should have called this "Come Spend the Weekend with Jamie."
That's what we could have done, and we could have made it one of those things where, you know, they come and they hang out with me. They get that all day experience. All day experience. As my wife is texting me saying, "Wow!" I mean, so you know, just messing around. But you know, it's still you do get to hang out with me. It's good. I'll tell you everything that goes on. Not really. I probably won't be able to talk to you. It's pretty loud up there. So, but yes, we are very excited about that. Thanks to our friends at Bristol Motor Speedway for always taking care of us, and not only just us, but taking care of our listeners and having them have that ability to go to the race, which is a great thing. So, big race this weekend. A lot of changes, and we're going to talk to Jerry about that a little bit with the changes to the lower groove. Scott, they've been trying to make this to where it's not just right around the ring at the top. You know, like it has been over the past 4 or 5 years, they're trying to get it to where the bottom groove's there so you can have more two abreast racing.
Yeah, that's what they, you know, that's the ultimate goal. And they've been doing tweaks to this track for several years now, trying to improve the racing. And hopefully they get something that will remind people of why this is the greatest racetrack in the world.
And other than the beating and banging and everything else, so it should be good. But tonight, you've got a truck race on at about 8:45 on Fox Sports 1. That's a huge thing. I think going on right now is the modified.
Yeah, the truck race has been awesome the last couple of years for anybody that's got a chance to watch that. Very competitive. Those guys do a terrific job. And so a little Wednesday night racing to kind of whet your appetite for the big weekend.
I don't know if we're going to whet it or we're going to wet it.
Whep it,
we'll
yeah,
do
you
both.
Know, listen, it's been one of them days, buddy.
I could tell when you walked in.
If it comes out in as semi-coherent, we're super pumped right now.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will hopefully hear from Jerry Caldwell. I know he's a busy man, so it might be a little later, but we don't know. But we'll hopefully, when he comes back, we'll have him on the show. So we're going to take a break. You're listening to The Finish Line, powered by Home Rate Mortgage on 101.3
The Buzz.
MLS 2239.
What would you do with all that cash? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips here. Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. $1,200. That's how much we just put back in a Saudi Daisy family's pocket per month. All they did was pick up the phone. 805-9100. That's 805-9100. Get that quick quote now. 805-9100. HomeRateMortgage.com.
Y'all step back to 1864 and relive the South's finest hour.
Witness a moving performance and dig into the greatest Southern recipes direct from the Confederate White House. Loads of fun food and unfiltered Southern history. The Button Willow Civil War Dinner Theater is just minutes from Chattanooga. Y'all got a call for reservations, 658-7478. We're straightening out Yankees one at a time.
Hey folks, Dale from Dale's Heating Air. We all know things work better when they are maintained and serviced on a regular basis. Your car, your yard, even relationships. Well, your heating and air system is no different. When is the last time your heating and air conditioning was serviced? Can't remember? Well, spring is just around the corner, and warm weather will be here soon. What's that mean for your heating and air conditioning system? It means it's time to call Dale's Heating and Air to make sure old man winter didn't take its toll, and your air conditioning is ready to keep your family cool and comfortable this season. When your heating and air conditioning is working at its best, you get the comfort you want, save money, and your system will last longer. Now is the best time to call Dale's Heating and Air to schedule maintenance on your heating and air conditioning system. For service you can trust, just call Dale's. 236-4600. That's 236-4600 or online at justcalldales.com.
MLS 2239.
Do you want to achieve the American dream in 2016? Listen up, y'all. I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. We just helped a police officer purchase his first home in East Brainerd. Now he's grilling and chilling on his back deck. The American dream. You could achieve it with no money down options. Why wouldn't you call? 805-9100, HomeRateMortgage.com.
Welcome back to the Finish Line, powered by Home Rate Mortgage.
Are you struggling with the name of the show?
Almost forgot about that. I was sitting there looking at NASCAR.com, seeing the paint schemes that are coming up this weekend. Jamie Kyle, Scott Webb, it's our pleasure to have Mr. Jerry Caldwell, General Manager of Bristol Motor Speedway, on the phone. And Jerry, I got to think of three things that come to mind. Number one, you put a big old TV screen up in the middle, which looks great already, just looking at it on the internet. Two, you got a big race this weekend in which you made a bottom groove. I'm pretty excited to hear about that. And then three, oh, yeah, there's a football game in a couple of weeks that's going to be there. So, Jerry, you have been a busy man.
Well, we have plenty going on. You walk around the offices at Bristol Motor Speedway, and no one is bored, that's for sure.
I'd like to look at the balance sheet and the overtime. That's the thing that we'd like to look at right now. So it is great. Go ahead.
We're trying not to look at that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be either. So one of the things that I noticed, and there was a lot of press about, you know, putting Colossus up in the middle, which I've been there for the past, I think, 8 years now, in the spring and in the fall race. And, you know, you always were able to view things down there, but the screens were small. This thing looks like it's a game changer as far as from the fans' perspective and being able to see some things that they might not be able to see if it wasn't there.
Oh, my goodness. This thing is amazing. You really have to see it to believe it. It is essentially a three-story building that we've suspended in the race over the racetrack up in the air 150 feet. It's 3.5 times the size of the old screens that we had, largest outdoor center-hung screens in the world. It really is amazing. That's held up by suspension bridge cables, 4-inch suspension bridge cable. It's really neat. So as cool as that is, the other great thing is we added an entirely new surround sound system in the place that is amazing. So if you want to like be able to sit at, like you're looking at a big screen TV with surround sound, but really also be there and feel it, Bristol's your place because it's the best of both worlds.
It's kind of like for those guys that say, well, I'm just going to stay home and watch it in my lounge
chair.
That's
what I was going to say, yeah. Because, you know, we've been up there several times the last few years, and that's the experience I'm really getting there is not only do I get the experience of smelling, you know, the smell of being at the racetrack and the noise, but I can also, you know, sit back and watch it in HD because of Colossus.
Yeah. You really can. Bristol is one of the few racetracks that you really can't see it all on TV. You can't see what all is going on. They can't cover all the action just because there's mm-hmm. going to be something brewing at some point without the field or throughout the field, and you really have to be here to see it. So Colossus allows us to have that best of both worlds whenever you're doing the replays, or if you're just trying to catch a view of something, it is really the best way to do it. So it's amazing.
It is, and I can't wait to see it. And Jerry, another thing that was kind of, you know, it hit everybody, I think, by surprise, and after reading the story and noticing that you've been working with a few drivers on this, you guys have been kind of quietly, you know, working in a bottom groove. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, we, after the spring race, after the Food City 500, we looked at the race, as we always do an evaluation of the track and the race, and our CEO Marcus Smith said, hey, let's look at some things and let's have some conversations with industry stakeholders, including drivers and some others, and we came to the conclusion that that bottom groove could really use some work, so let's try a little something. So we made some minor modifications, kind of knocked the edge off the top of it, kind of polished it in a bit, if you will, then applied an adhesive, a substance that allows rubber to stick to it better, and then we put a tire machine on it and drug it for several days to put rubber down on the racetrack. So, you know, we did it. We did talk about it when we did it, but we did it, relatively speaking, pretty quietly, just because we don't know what it's going to do. We, in conversations, we feel like it's something that's worth trying. So we're trying that. We're going to see how it plays out on, well, tonight, Friday night and Saturday night.
Right. You got a big night tonight. Just talking about that. I'm going to take a break from the Olympics tonight and catch a little racing. You know, talk a little bit about what's going on tonight there at the track.
Well, we've got two great shows. We'll have Bush's Beans 150. Which is the Whelen Modified Series, and then we're also going to have the UNO H200, which is the Camping World Truck Series. The Modifieds are a great show. I don't know if you guys have ever seen them, but it's a lot of fun to see, a lot of action. This is like their Super Bowl when they get to run at Bristol, because they're used to running kind of smaller tracks typically. So they're all excited about Bristol. They put on a great show. And then the Camping World Truck guys, I think there is one... I saw something earlier today. It said there's one former winner in the field for the truck series.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of new guys, a lot of people that have not tasted a win at Bristol. So we'll see how that plays out.
And probably a lot of people have not tasted the outside retaining wall. So that'll be something for them to experience as well. And Jerry, we talked about, and we have talked about, the stuff inside the track for the drivers and the fans. But I noticed this year, you're always trying, that's the thing I love about what you guys do up at Bristol, is you're always trying to increase and make the fan experience so much better. This year, looks like on Friday from 2 to 7, you've got a kind of an outdoor playground, if you want to say, for adults. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're calling it the Bristol Lawn Party. We've just gotten some fun interactive games over there that are going to be set up, geared more towards adults, having a good time and hanging out. Bristol, while I know I'm biased, but while I believe it's the best racing in the world, it's so much more than just what goes on the racetrack. It's about people coming together and having a great time and forgetting about work and all the stresses of life for a little while, and take up with the community that's surrounding Bristol Motor Speedway, and just have some fun and hang out for a couple of days camping. And it's like a music festival meets the state fair meets a NASCAR race, all wrapped into one.
And that's part of why it is, I know it's my personal favorite track, but that's a lot of people's sentiment, is that this is just the epitome of the sport, that facility, that Coliseum. It's just what you think about when you think about NASCAR.
Yeah, it is. You know, you can look at strengths and weaknesses. One of our challenges sometimes people will say is, when I come to Bristol, you know, how do I find somewhere to stay? Well, there are places, but one of the things that's great about Bristol is there aren't as many as you would see in a Las Vegas or a Charlotte, so a lot of people camp, and I think that's what adds to the atmosphere at Bristol, is you've got, you know, 50,000-60,000 people surrounding the racetrack just in campers, hanging out and having a good time, and it's what it's all about.
Jerry, I know you're very busy. I'm going to ask you one last question, and I know you've been asked about it a bunch because you've been a popular guy for a while now. You got a big football game coming up in a couple weeks, and a lot of the NASCAR fans have been asking me, how in the world do they turn that from a racetrack, of course that's the outside part, to a football field and a facility that's going to be able to hold that? You guys have a couple of weeks of hard work to get this thing ready to go.
Oh, man, we got 19 whole days to do it. Got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Well, you know, right after the Bass Pro Shops NRA night race, which is Saturday night, we will immediately, good Lord willing, if we weather cooperates and we'll get it in on Saturday night, a great race, we'll immediately send in a crew to start cleaning up once we get the haulers out. And then on Sunday morning, we'll start bringing in material to build the base for the field. Be about 450 dump truck loads worth of material, raising the center of the infield 3 feet, a little over 3 feet. And then we'll, once we get that on its way, we'll also start bringing in crews to build stands, grandstands on the front stretch and the back stretch. Not really high. They go up about 8 rows, 10 rows, something like that. So they don't block any sight lines. But on the track, front stretch and back stretch, and then in the end zones. And we'll start converting locker rooms, so the driver's meeting room will become a locker room, the Goodyear building on the other side of the infield will become a locker room, and all the other things that go into to bringing the football field or the football game to life. And we've had such great cooperation with our partners at Tennessee and Virginia Tech. I think it's fun. It's been really fun to be a part of. It's a lot of work. And I'm sure there's still a lot of work to come and a lot of stress, and things will come up. But it's been a fun process to be a part of, and the folks at the University of Tennessee have been great to work with, along with Virginia Tech. So we'll put all those wheels in motion, and we'll be ready to go for September the 9th. Friday night we'll have the Kenny Chesney, the Band Perry, and Old Dominion concert, which we still have a few tickets left for. And then the next night we'll play the Pilot Flying J Battle at Bristol. Tennessee versus Virginia Tech will be the world's largest football game. We are sold out of grandstand seats. There are still a few premium areas left if somebody's looking for something. There's a few spots, but not many.
Man, it should be great. And, of course, we're a little biased down here on who we think is going to win that, so we'll let you stay, you know, in the middle where you're supposed to be. So that'll be good. All right, Jerry, for tickets for this week, this weekend or whatever, there's still tickets available for the race?
There are. We'd love to have people come join us. 423-BRISTOL, 423-BRISTOL, or go to BristolTix, that's TIX.com. We've got great seats available for Friday and Saturday night. Come on up and have a great time with us.
Perfect, Jerry. I know you got qualifying going on in the background, so we'll let you get back to work. We appreciate you spending some time with us today.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Jerry.
All right. That's Jerry Caldwell, general manager of Bristol Motor Speedway. What a great guy, hard worker. I mean, that's the one thing you can say about Jerry.
Yeah, they do a great job. It's not just the racing, but it's just the whole experience just makes it my – I've been to several places to watch racing, and it's still about my favorite place on the planet to watch a NASCAR event. It's the epitome of NASCAR racing, and it's not just the racing experience. It's all the things that happen in and around the facility. It is just a lot of fun to go, and look forward to being able to do that again.
It's a great experience.
And we're going to help make somebody's dream come true a little bit later here today. And,
you know what? Let's just – why don't you say we just start right now?
Let's start.
All right. So this is for a pair of Friday night tickets and Saturday night tickets. The number to call is 478-8819. Here we go. First caller to call as soon as we go to break. You will have the tickets. You're listening to The Finish Line, powered by Home Rate Mortgage on 101.3
The Buzz.
2239. What would you do with all that cash? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips here, Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. $1,200. That's how much we just put back in a Saudi Daisy family's pocket per month. All they did was pick up the phone. 805-9100. That's 805-9100. Get that quick quote now. 805-9100. HomeRateMortgage.com.
Y'all step back to 1864 and relive the South's finest hour. Witness a moving performance and dig into the greatest Southern recipes direct from the Confederate White House. Loads of fun food and unfiltered Southern history. The Button Willow Civil War Dinner Theater is just minutes from Chattanooga. Y'all got a call for reservations, 658-7478. We're straightening out Yankees one at a time.
Hey folks, Dale from Dale's Heating Air. We all know things work better when they are maintained and serviced on a regular basis. Your car, your yard, even relationships. Well, your heating and air system is no different. When is the last time your heating and air conditioning was serviced? Can't remember? Well, spring is just around the corner, and warm weather will be here soon. What's that mean for your heating and air conditioning system? It means it's time to call Dale's Heating and Air to make sure old man winter didn't take its toll, and your air conditioning is ready to keep your family cool and comfortable this season. When your heating and air conditioning is working at its best, you get the comfort you want, save money, and your system will last longer. Now is the best time to call Dale's Heating and Air to schedule maintenance on your heating and air conditioning system. For service you can trust, just call Dale's. 236-4600. That's 236-4600 or online at justcalldales.com.
MLS 2239.
Do you want to achieve the American dream in 2016? Listen up, y'all. I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. We just helped a police officer purchase his first home in East Brainerd. Now he's grilling and chilling on his back deck. The American dream. You could achieve it with no money down options. Why wouldn't you call? 805-9100, homeratemortgage.com.
Welcome back to the Finish Line, powered by Home Rate Mortgage on 101.3 The Buzz. Jamie Kyle, Scott Webb. Talking about Bristol. It's Bristol, baby. That's, I think, what Dale Earnhardt Jr. quoted, and they've stole it from him every year.
It's Bristol, baby.
It works, so it's
works
good.
For me.
All right, had a winner with the tickets, Mr. Matt Harris. Matt Harris wins the tickets. He'll pick those up at the station tomorrow. He gets two tickets for Friday night, two tickets for Saturday night, and more importantly, he gets to hang out with yours truly and sit beside
Listen,
him. So,
had to beat people off of the stick, the phone, when they heard that you were going to be there.
They were already calling. I mean, we had to clear the line to get Jerry on the phone, so it was good. And special thanks to Jerry Caldwell, GM of Bristol Motor Speedway, for calling in. A lot of information for Bristol. I'm really interested, Scott, and we've been up there for a long time. We go up there a lot. We see it. The racing over the past three or four years has been kind of everybody on the top. You had to dive bomb to try to get by somebody, and then hopefully they left you some space in front. I'm interested to see tonight how this bottom groove reacts with what they've done to it and if it gets any grip down there, and then if you have two lanes of racing instead of one.
Well, ultimately, that's what it's all about. They're trying to create, trying to get that old school feel of side-by-side racing. And, you know, we've had stretches where the bottom has been the best, and we've had stretches now where the top has been the best. They're trying to find a way to put cars side-by-side, and we really want to see some bumping and what has made this racetrack so dynamic in the past. And hopefully with the things, the subtle changes that they made, it's going to help bring that second groove in and not just have the rim riders be the car that wins or stays out in front the most. You know, maybe make passing a little more prevalent than we've seen in the past.
It's going to change a lot of things if it works because, I mean, you think about the fact that, you know, when you pit, you always have to pit at Bristol. You pit in turn one. And you come down, or turn two, you enter the pit road there, and if you're on the other side, you have to come all the way across. Well, if you've got people running on the bottom, that kind of takes up that lane that you would normally have free to be able to enter pit road without any kind of obstacle.
Yeah, well, pitting is always an issue at this track because, you know, for those of you that are not familiar with the track, they pit on both the front stretch and the back stretch, so depending upon where your pits are, is located, it makes a difference. So you've got to be able to be in position. You know, normally we don't get a lot of green flag stops at this particular track. We've had seen some in the past. It's usually a number of cautions dictate when you're going to pit and when you're not going to pit. But, you know, if we do get some green flag runs and that becomes another obstacle into trying to complete this task of winning this race, and you've got to make sure that you're putting yourself in the position to win, and that includes getting in and off of pit road.
One of the things, too, that used to be when they had two grooves was that You know, it was a lot of times you get down the straight. For those of you who haven't been, what you see on TV, it looks bigger than what it is. When you get there, there's not a lot of room to run. There's not a lot at all. You're on the gas in the front stretch, then you're immediately off and you're trying to navigate through the corner. Oh, while you're running with 40 other people, you know, or 39 other drivers, trying to stay off the wall and trying to stay off them. It's a huge mental thing for a lot of these drivers. Not necessarily as much of you know, physically can you handle it, because that plays a role too. But mentally, Scott, they've got to make sure they're on their game all the time.
Yeah, it's a demanding race. You know, it can really take its toll, especially, you know, 500 laps at a half mile track. You think, well, that's only 250 miles. These guys go 500-600 miles in a weekend sometimes. But it's physically, you know, there's a lot of obviously you're turning a lot. There's a lot of beating and banging going on. Generally, we see a lot of cautions. You know, it takes a toll on these guys, and it's important for them to try to keep their race car as clean as possible. And sometimes that is we rarely see a car go unscathed at this racetrack. We've seen some cars not look very pretty sitting in victory lane. So it's always a tough task, and it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out this week. Really hope we do see that extra group come in, because it can really be a dynamic, fun race if we got multiple grooves out there, and it gives these guys options. So guys that can set their cars up differently and take different strategies and find a way to win the race.
One thing you mentioned was cars beaten, banged up in victory lane. It's the cars beaten, banged up after the first practice. It's amazing when you're down in the pits and you're looking at these cars, and on TV they look so nice. You know, they're cleaned up, everything else, but you get down there after the first practice and you got dents here, you got dents there, you got scratches and everything else. Nobody, I don't think, comes out of that place unscathed.
No, it's impossible. I mean, it just literally is impossible. You know, it's easy to get, you know, I think Junior finished second back in the spring. You know, at one point in the race, I think he was a couple laps down, you know. So it's just, there's so many comers and goers going on during the race. Obviously, being out in front, being able to dictate the pace is always key. But it's crucial this week in giving yourself an opportunity to win.
One of the things, too, that's crucial there is qualifying. And the way they do the qualifying is exactly the way they do it. And the other tracks, they've got, you know, you've got to graduate. That's what I call it. So where you've got to run fast enough to get in the top 24 and then top 12 and go from there. What you find out, and Jason says this all the time about, you know, Martinsville and some of the short tracks, if you start back in the back at Bristol when the leader's taking the green flag, you're in turn three. You're almost a third of the lap down.
Yeah, you're in quickly, and very quickly. So it's and having a good qualifying run matters, because it also, you know, it determines when you get your where you pit at. And we'll see pit strategy be a factor, not just necessarily when I pit, but where I'm pitting also plays a big role in determining the winner.
Some of the drivers that you see up there, Scott, that are normally really good at this place, I know the 22 comes to mind. Kyle Busch has had a couple of sweeps up there. You look at Jeff Gordon, who's running again for Dale Earnhardt Jr. He ran pretty well up there and always does. Casey Kane, a couple of these drivers that we mentioned really need a good run for their teams.
Yeah, I mean, we're at that point in time. I mean, we're what, just a few, four races away from the chase, and it's, you know, it's do or die time for some of these guys. You know, you've got, you know, we've had Kyle Larson had a nice run there in the spring. We've seen Casey Kane has had good runs. You know, Blaney, these are guys that need to find a way to win a race, because it's do or die time now. If you're going to get yourself in the chase, you know, it's almost going to require a win. The flip side of that is we also got Chris Buescher, who's looking to find a way to get himself back into the top 30, 6 points out.
And how do you run safe there?
No way to run safe there. You've just got to find a way to persevere. And persevere means not going laps down. So if you get stuck in the wrong lane, you know, and you're back in the field, you can be a lap down in just 10, 15 laps. So it's important to find a way to get your car to work, to at least have it moving forward so that you don't get laps down.
You know, if you think about it, if you look at the top seven in the points right now, you can't say every one of those cars, even eight, you can and go down to nine.
Yeah, one of the first times I went, Kenseth won there. So Truex Jr. is good. Hamlin's won there. Logano's won there. Edwards has won there.
Kyle's won there. Kurt Hatton.
You know, Kevin Harvick's good there. Brad Keselowski's good there. I mean, this is just one of those weeks where the best of the best, it's We're not going to get fluky names this week. I don't think we're going to see a Chris Buescher win this race. We're going to see guys that are capable of winning week in and week out, because this is an important race. You know, the night race is just one of those events that is important to the drivers.
It's almost like, if you want to look at it like a playoff game or something like that, even though it's not really in the playoffs for NASCAR, but it's one of those tracks where you've got four races left, you know, before the chase starts, and those trying to make it in or those trying to maintain their points, you can't go out, like we said, and be safe. You can't go out and Ryan Newman it and try to points race, you know, your way into the to the chase or whatever at Bristol.
Oh,
you've
got to
be on your toes all the time.
By the way, Ryan Newman is pointing his way into the chase.
Exactly,
right now, so.
And doing a very good job of that in 11. Think about this, though, Scott. You've got Chase Elliott, and then you've got, let's see, Ryan Blaney, that are going to be running their first time under the lights at Bristol Motor Speedway.
A lot of pressure on these. But these guys have done this before. You know, they've run the Friday night race, the Xfinity race. You know, they've been to this track. They realize what's at, you know, the task at hand. You know, it's real important. Blaney's got to have a way to generate a strong run here. You know, they're currently in 18th place, and that's not even counting with Tony Stewart qualifying already qualified in. So that backs you up a spot, and Chris Buescher just needing his 6 points behind, getting himself qualified for the chase. So, you know, it's for these rookies, it's really go time. You got to find a way to have a good run. Chase Elliott needs to find a way to kind of break up some of that negative momentum they've had over the course of the last, you know, 6-8 weeks. And sometimes, you know, this is kind of hit or miss for that track. For those kind of situations, you know, you can have a good run and you can, you know, find a way to finish well there, or you can get wrecked and be home early. So it's a tough racetrack.
Very much is. And that's the thing that is going to make it so fun this week. It's almost like, you know, the Richmond is already here, but it's at Bristol. That's the thing that's most exciting. I will say this about Ryan Blaney. The car he's got is pretty doggone ugly. I can't believe the Wood Brothers let him do a Virginia Tech car. I mean, I don't know how ugly you can get, but
it's Evolve,
that is
the Vol van in you talking right now.
That's one person I won't buy a hat for, I can tell you that. So I won't support his fan club. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will give our power rankings. We'll make something up to talk about. It's just Scott and I today. So
if you didn't, we've got to talk. I don't know if you got a chance to saw the Xfinity race last week and at Mid-Ohio, but
If
you didn't get a chance to watch that, we got to talk about that.
We can talk about that.
That was fabulous.
And we got one more pair of tickets to give away, do we not?
We do.
We do. All right, so 478-8819.
There you go.
We're on the numbers. 478-8819. Be the first caller. You'll get a ticket pack for Friday, 2 tickets for Friday, 2 tickets for Saturday, and more importantly, Scott,
get to spend the weekend with Jamie.
Exactly. All right, call now. We're going to break. You're listening to The Finish Line, powered by Home Rate Mortgage on 101.3
The Buzz.
2239. What would you do with all that cash? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips here, Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. $1,200. That's how much we just put back in a Saudi Daisy family's pocket per month. All they did was pick up the phone. 805-9100. That's 805-9100. Get that quick quote now. 805-9100. HomeRateMortgage.com.
Y'all step back to 1864 and relive the South's finest hour. Witness a moving performance and dig into the greatest Southern recipes direct from the Confederate White House. Loads of fun food and unfiltered Southern history. The Button Willow Civil War Dinner Theater is just minutes from Chattanooga. Y'all got a call for reservations, 658-7478. We're straightening out Yankees one at a time.
Hey folks, Dale from Dale's Heating and Air. We all know things work better when they are maintained and serviced on a regular basis. Your car, your yard, even relationships. Well, your heating and air system is no different. When is the last time your heating and air conditioning was serviced? Can't remember? Well, spring is just around the corner and warm weather will be here soon. What's that mean for your heating and air conditioning system? It means it's time to call Dale's Heating and Air to make sure old man winter didn't take its toll. And your air conditioning is ready to keep your family cool and comfortable this season. When your heating and air conditioning is working at its best, you get the comfort you want, save money, and your system will last longer. Now is the best time to call Dale's Heating and Air to schedule maintenance on your heating and air conditioning system. For service you can trust, just call Dale's. 236-4600. That's 236-4600 or online at justcalldales.com.
MLS 2239.
Do you want to achieve the American dream in 2016? Listen up, y'all. I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. We just helped a police officer purchase his first home in East Brainerd. Now he's grilling and chilling on his back deck. The American dream. You could achieve it with no money down options. Why wouldn't you call? 805-9100, HomeRateMortgage.com.
Welcome back to The Finish Line, powered by Home Rate Mortgage on 101.3 The Buzz. Jamie Kyle, Scott Webb.
You ever notice it's getting fewer and fewer people in here?
That's good, actually, for, you know, having to announce and remember everybody's name, but it's bad, the fact that they're not here.
Do miss them.
Yeah, it's kind of
a... It's a little sad. A little sad face, a little sad emoji.
It's lonely in here. We can't, you know, I can't make fun of Arnold for pronouncing somebody's name wrong or...
Jason. Well, that's why you have me here.
Jason getting mad, throwing things.
And had a Hildebrand rant in a while.
Yeah, I know. Well, speaking of rants, I don't want to get into that with you. But
no, it's been one of them days around here.
That will be a bad thing. I know that you got a 40-inch TV that you're looking forward to watching. But anyway, we'll kind of keep it like that. I got a text from Mr. Arnold Tarpley that said, Scott is killing it with the music.
I agree with that.
I mean, I always listen, give you props
Arnold,
as far
I don't
as
know,
music goes.
Hold on, Arnold needs to call ahead and call in and tell and talk to us about Bristol. I kill it every week, Arnold, with music. I don't know what he's talking about.
Wow. Well, I mean, you know, maybe he's and the one thing you got to think about with Arnold, it is kind of an age difference. So the fact that he's playing
the old historian,
the fact that you're playing that kind of music and he's liking it. You know, kind of tells me that
he's been around us too long.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right, we had an Xfinity race up at Mid-Ohio, wasn't it?
Mid-Ohio. Listen, you know, we've always talked about when they go to these road courses, there's the potential. When there's a potential for rain, they have rain tires they can go to. Well, naturally, we get some moisture up at Mid-Ohio last week in the Xfinity cars. And for about 40 laps, they couldn't hardly keep the car on the track, and it was about as much fun as I've had watching a race in a long time.
So, needless to say, there was a bunch of cautions.
There was a bunch of cautions. There was a bunch of people spinning out. I don't know how many times I've seen people take a turn and just drive straight through the grass to go to the next turn because they couldn't keep it on the road. It was priceless. It was really fun to watch. Those guys, you know, we talk about rain tires. Well, you think rain tires, you think IndyCar, Grand Prix, those type of stuff. These cars are twice as heavy, and these NASCARs and Xfinity cars are twice as heavy. And those guys trying to drive that with any kind of pace at all, and if you just miss the turn a little, you know, you were spinning out. It was really a lot of fun to watch.
It was, and that was one of the things I was noticing too, is that it's almost like you can bring in the road course ringer, but you almost have to bring in the road course rain ringer, which I think is who won the race. I mean,
Justin Marks won. Yeah, it was his first rookie first win, kind of a road course guy. And but it was really, you know, it was really funny to watch. You know, those, you know, you got guys like Austin Dillon and Ryan Blaney who ran last week. You know, a lot of name drivers, Bubba Wallace, guys we've seen run in the past. And at some point in time during that race, a lot of those guys led. It was just that you had to be able to run certain lines at certain speeds, depending upon how hard it was raining. And those guys really struggled with that, and it was really a lot of fun to watch. If you get a chance to watch the replay, it's on, I think it's on the NBC Sports app. You can go back and look at that. It was an exciting race. You know, it's dark. They got windshield wipers on. I'm thinking, what is going on here? But it was quality stuff.
And didn't they say that in the there were some people that had windshield wipers on in the Sprint Cup maybe, and in a practice or something like that? And they were talking about how that, no, it was at the road course the week before last.
Yeah, Watkins Glen.
And they were talking about, because everybody hates Toyota, right? in the old NASCAR people, and they were talking about how the windshield wiper made it more aerodynamic for them to win. So
the Toyotas don't need any help whatsoever.
My Honda doesn't get any more gas mileage from the windshield wiper, so it'd be great to see them. I would love to see them go, like, no matter if it rains or whatever, at some of these bigger tracks. Make it interesting. Throw some rain tires on, have the windshield wipers attached, and let them roll.
Well, there's certain tracks that's okay. You can't
do that at Daytona.
Yeah, you can't do that at Daytona. We're not doing 180 down the front stretch and then start hydroplaning.
But that's up to you. You have the choice there of, do you want to go straight head first into the wall with no brakes, or do you want to kind of manage your speed so that you're there? So
there's crazy, and then there's the statement that just came out of your mouth.
That's true. So, and there's probably about three or four of them that would do that. So that's a big thing. All right, we need to talk about power rankings. You know, I kind of had a hard time coming up with mine this week. I guess I didn't cheat. I didn't do MRN radio or NASCAR or anybody like that, so I just kind of come up with them on my own.
I'm just proud that you did power rankings on a week that there was no racing.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to change. I'm turning over a new leaf as far as my preparation for this show. I mean, before it was one of those things
where... if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's true. But, I mean, you know, you guys have been on me about this power ranking. It's really... bringing me down, making me, worry that I need to do better. So I'm doing that. So here we go. I've got Kyle Busch in the 18. I don't know if you saw a video of him this week driving his kid around. I think Brexton's going to be racing at the age of 10, 8 maybe. Kyle Busch, I think, probably would win this week, but I didn't pick him. But I look for him now to kind of pick it up. It's about time to where he's going to have to do some stuff to make sure that he has some momentum going into the chase. Two of Brad Keselowski, cool paint scheme this weekend that he's going to have. You can't really count him out. The only Ford, really, other than Logano, that's ran well, except for Buescher, who won. That's a slap in the face to Roush. But you got him who's run well, consistently runs good at Bristol as well. Martin Truex Jr., I think, with the announcement of the new car, you're going to see more money poured into that organization, which is only going to make their cars faster.
Right. My only question, though, is, you know, when – we talked about it a little bit when Stuart Haas expanded. You know, there's going to be a period of time where, you know, although they're going to have plenty of resources, you know, it's getting accustomed to having a two-car team, being able to share those resources. Eventually, I think in the long run, it's going to work out great for Martin Truex and Eric Jones. But in the short term, there'll be an adjustment period.
I want to talk to you about that in just a second. Let me finish this up. All right,
go ahead.
So the four of Kevin Harvick, then the 19 – of Carl Edwards. My pick to win is a guy who dominates down there, it seems, every fall, Joey Logano. All right, so I want to talk to you about this because I noticed this several times, especially when Barney Visser with Furniture Roll Racing was making comments about Eric Jones. For those of you who don't know, Eric Jones signed to be the second driver in the Furniture Roll stable, and he'll be doing that starting next year. What I kept hearing mentioned is by Barney Visser and by others, you know, that were reporting on the story, is they don't expect him to be there past 1 year. Now, that can be one or two things. One, you know, they're just going to experiment with it to see how it goes. I doubt that, because if they get it, that's more money, more sponsorship. Or two, somebody's leaving Joe Gibbs Racing as a retirement or a contract out, and that's going to open up a space for Eric Jones.
Wow, that's an interesting spin, because you would think if somebody as talented as Eric Jones is going to get a ride a little more permanent, is he going? But then you look at the four drivers that is currently at Joe Gibbs Racing. I mean, who on that list are you taking? I mean, they all have wins.
But you could say Matt Kenseth could retire, or
he
I would
could retire. But
I would want to see the contract.
Have we heard any kind of noise on that? I mean, the guy was a heartbeat away from. I mean, if Logano doesn't pin him into the wall there at Kansas or whatever, you know, and then started that whole tailspin out of control with those two last year, he may have won the championship last year.
But is he the Tim Duncan of NASCAR?
Tim Duncan of
NASCAR. Where he's going to come in and not make a big, you know, publicity deal about
it. Big. So we're going to start calling Kenseth the big fundamental?
The big fundamental. But he could be, I mean, you know, you never know. You got to think about it, though, because he's not going anywhere other than Toyota, you would think. All right? So there's not really any other spots open. Really, you know, Gibbs is the place he could go. You've got four drivers there. You can expand to five. So I don't know that there's anybody else that's going to be able to, you know, free up a spot for him, unless you have Well, there's nobody.
I mean, that's I mean, you look at that list. You got Denny Hamlin. He's a he's defending Daytona 500 winner. You got the defending Sprint Cup champion and Kyle Busch. You got Carl Edwards, who's just recently joined the flock, and Matt Kenseth, who's as good as anybody. You know, I just that would be shocking to me to see one of those four. And you got to remember that four is the limit. They can't have any more than four. That's why they have these sister teams, if you will, with this situation with what Truex and Front Row as Motorsports has. Yeah. It's not Front Row.
Yeah, it is.
Is it? Yeah, Front Row.
Furniture Row.
Furniture Row Motorsports has with Joe Gibbs Racing, that they get these partnerships now that work in conjunction with one another. So I would be shocked to see that move, but we've seen stranger things happen. Absolutely.
We have, and it's just one thing to think about because everybody who has reported on that has mentioned that. And when it's hardly ever that you see an owner come out and say, yes, we got him, but we only signed him for a year, and I don't expect him to be here after a year. That's not usually one of the things that you, as an owner, you want to say. Look, Scott, we're going to have you teach, but I'm only going to give you a year of contract, and then after that, well, I'm not expecting you to really be here. So,
that would probably have been a wise decision on somebody's part.
A long time ago, right?
Yeah.
But that's something to definitely look at. I'm sure during the off season we'll hear more about that as they name. Well, the sponsor's 5-Hour Energy, so we know that's coming along. But there's no other teams. And then you got to think about, if there is other teams that would be interested and he's going to switch manufacturers, now you're getting to where there's fewer teams with fewer rides for some of these named drivers if they were to switch to go somewhere.
Well, I mean that's one reason. Isn't that why they call it the silly season? The off season in NASCAR, and it starts earlier and earlier. It doesn't start in the off season, actual off season anymore. It starts, like you said, probably around July. That's why it is what it is. There's always a lot of speculation about what's going on out there. We see guys that tend to have rides that are pretty secure leave, and then we see guys that have struggled. Casey Kane for one, who've kind of struggled the last few years, who seems to be pretty well set in his ride. There's no pressing need to move him out.
Well, so there is, but
for some people may say that, but he just re-signed, so he's not going anywhere. So there's a lot of young talent. We keep hearing about this new wave of young talented drivers that we've seen the last few years, in the truck races and in the Xfinity races, but where are the rides going to come from? That stuff kind of works itself out in a very slow, methodical way, even though rumors abound throughout the year about who's going where.
Yeah, should be very interesting. All right, are these Arnold and Jason's updated power?
Well, it looked like Arnold had started typing. I don't know that maybe he has updated, but we're just going to roll with what he has. We didn't race last week, so I don't think it changed a whole lot.
Yeah, so
but he does have his winner in there.
Arnold's got the 18, the 2, the 4, the 19, and then the 22, and his pick to win Bristol is the 22. He copied off mine.
He was copying off you.
Yeah, that was kind of bad. Arnold, that's what happens when you stay at home now. Yeah, get your walker and pick some new and pick some new
that
drivers.
That was
bad.
That was rough.
He deserves it. Go ahead.
Well, Jason, he has the 18 of Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, Kevin Harvick, Kurt Busch, and Joey Logano in his top five.
Who's winning this race for
Jason?
Yeah,
that's gonna give Jamie full authority to pencil in a winner for him this week.
You
want to think about that while I go over my list?
Go right ahead.
Okay, I got Kyle Busch still sitting on top. I've the last 2 weeks, and I almost flipped them, even though they didn't race this week, is Kevin Harvick and Brad Keselowski. I went with Harvick second, Keselowski third, even though Keselowski has four wins and is sitting atop the point standings, I went that way. Martin Truex Jr., watch for him this week. I think it's going to be a Toyota that wins. Joey Logano sits in my fifth spot, and I'm going to pick Matt Kenseth. I saw him win a couple years ago up there in a good duel with Casey Kane, and I'm going to pick Matt Kenseth to win this week.
Wouldn't it be nice to have that 22 and that 20 going at it there on the last lap to to try to win that race.
For bragging rights?
With all the history they've had together.
Oh, yeah, that'd be terrific. That you're talking about great theater.
Oh, yeah. Jason just texted me, and he was all fired up about this because, since Dale Earnhardt Jr. is out.
He can still, listen, the 88 is still up for grabs. Jeff Gordon can drive at that track.
Scott.
I know. I just said it was up for grabs. I didn't say I was picking him.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just reporting what he's saying. Since Dale Earnhardt Jr. is out and he doesn't have an Earnhardt to cheer for, he did go and look and found out Jeffrey Earnhardt is racing this weekend in the Sprint Cup on Saturday night. So he
What number is that?
I don't know, but he's going with Jeffrey Earnhardt, and so Jeffrey Earnhardt will be a long shot. So I mean, if Jason can get that,
I like it.
That'll be huge. It's a good pick for him. I mean, and it may be a better pick than Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah.
I mean,
by the way, Arnold said that he picked the 22 car yesterday.
I saw that. I mean, you know, when you get older like that, you have memory loss too. So I know that it probably happened. And that's not good to have a NASCAR historian with memory loss. So hopefully he can remember long term and just forgets the short term thing. So. I'm sure I'll be getting another text from him in just a minute. Yeah. So it'll be good. All right.
Way to kick a man when he's down.
I know. Well, you do what you got to do. You know, the coffee thing. I don't think you're supposed to be on coffee, by the way, Arnold. You might want to check that with your doctor.
That's coming from Dr. Jamie Kyle.
Well, I stayed in the Holiday Inn Express once, so it works out really
good.
Are
they a sponsor of this show?
Not yet. So we need to get that. We use that all the time. All right. What are you looking forward to this weekend, Scott?
It's just the night race is just it's just a special event. You know, it's just one of those things you look forward to it. I look forward to it because it signifies the beginning of fall for me, even though it's hard to think that when it's 9,000 degrees outside. But it's kind of the beginning of fall. We're starting to, get close to the chase. Football season's right around the corner. So it's just one of those events that if you've never been, it's really one of those, you have to go do. It's got to be on your bucket list to go up there. And even if you're not a fan of the sport, if you go up there and watch the event, take earplugs. But if you go watch the event, you'll become a fan of the sport. It's just a lot of fun, and it should be a great time. And I know you're going to have a great time up there with you and our winners this week.
Yeah.
Spend the weekend with Jamie.
They'll have a lot of fun. So, we'll know that's truth. A couple things I look at is one, you can start looking tonight. If you see the bottom groove working really well for some of these trucks, you're definitely going to see the Xfinity and the Sprint Cup Series guys using that too. And that is a recipe for great racing up at Bristol if both of those lines are working. So hope you listen to it. It's actually going to be on the Buzz on Saturday night, and I'm sure they will have the Xfinity race on Friday night. Our very own Alex Hayden is with MRN Radio is going to be doing pit reporting with NBC. So make sure you tune
pretty,
in for
that's
him.
That's pretty exciting. That's a big step in the right direction. We may end up not being able to talk to him. He may be too big time for us anymore.
That's true. Well, the one thing I'm going to do, I was telling my wife today, and I told him the other day, is I'm going to kind of camera bomb him maybe if I can get behind him when he's doing an interview. That will be good. So, Arnold's already talking stuff here. So we'll go with that. All right, make sure you tune in next week. We'll break down Bristol, talk about Michigan from one extreme to the other.
Yeah,
that's the
baby.
Way NASCAR goes. So going to Scott's hometown next week.
Really not far from my hometown.
Over 200 miles an hour.
30 miles.
Should be very nice. All right, thanks for listening today. Thanks for Jerry Caldwell for calling in. And thanks for our winners. Look forward to seeing you this weekend. You're listening to The Finish Line, powered by Home Rate Mortgage on 101.3
The Buzz.